Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
Well, limited activity expected early today, with traders focusing on the lack of late-day support in feeder cattle yesterday. The focus in the livestock market will return to the actively traded hog market, which is expected to have additional uncertainty today as well. Now, sluggish support in beef values has caused traders to back away from long-term support, limiting upward market direction for April, which is curbing trade interest. Cash trade is undeveloped at this point so far and likely to remain sluggish until late in the week. The market rally yesterday increased interest in the entire hog complex. The limit gains at the closing bell yesterday in May and June futures opened the door for expanded trading limits through the entire session today. This will allow additional market volatility as follow-through support is likely based on expected short and long-term pork demand growth through the end of the year. Trade interest continues to be linked to expectations of potential trade deals with China and their need to replace production lost because of African swine fever. Now in the grains, the wheat contracts higher this morning, adding to the recovery witnessed late in the session yesterday. Cash traders suggested when prices were at the lows, U.S. hard red winter wheat was competitive into Algeria when most had already penciled in the next tender to go French. 11% hard red winter wheat is currently $8 a metric ton cheaper on an FOB basis than the nearest 11% protein offer out of Argentina. Well, May corn futures are higher this morning, bouncing from some light weakness yesterday as traders remain apprehensive regarding comments from President Trump that he may close the U.S. border with Mexico. While the likelihood of this happening is thought to be low, it does nothing for confidence in cross-border trade. And soybeans higher midweek, attempting to close higher for the third session in a row as the 200-day moving average rests just overhead at $9.08. The dominant technical feature in soybeans remains the downtrend stemming from the February highs. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At the close yesterday, April live cattle up 10 cents, 126.27. June up 17, 119.65. April feeder cattle down 60 cents, 144.85. May was down $1.07 at 147.80. April hogs up 155, 78.95. May was $3 higher at $84. Kansas City wheat, May down a penny and a quarter, 4.33 and a quarter. July down 1.5 at 4.40 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, May up 1 and a quarter at 4.64. July was up a half penny at 4.68 and a half. May corn down a quarter penny, 361 and a half. July is down a quarter penny at 370 and three quarters. May soybeans up 4.5 cents, $9. July is up 4 and 3 quarters at 913 and a half. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.